Conference record has joined the conference.
Jason.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
I'll just do a little intro and we can get into it. This is Dave Papago with The Grateful Web, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Jason Isbell, frontman for Jason Isbell and the 400 unit and former drive-by trucker. How's it going today, Jason?
Going very well, thanks.
And you said you're working on your fiance, Amanda Shires, you're working on her record at the moment?
Yeah, she's about to finish up. We're down in Athens, Georgia at Chase Park with Andy O'Master, and it's been great. It's been a lot of fun. I think it's gonna be a good record.
Nice. Your year seems to keep getting busier and busier. 2012 is it's been a pretty huge year for you. You've played a slew of shows with the 400 unit, solo shows as well. You've toured with Ryan Adams, and you got a live album that's dropping, I believe, Monday of next week. You've taken the plunge into sobriety. You've gotten engaged, and your song Alabama Pines was voted Song of the Year by the Americana Music Association. Just wondering, have you had a chance to reflect on all of this and say to yourself, right on, what a fucking year I'm having?
I think so. You know, I've tried to appreciate things as they come, that's for sure. And that's helped out a lot by not being drunk all the time. That's really been good at, you know, helping me to notice when things are going well. And it's been a great year. I've had a whole lot of fun, and I've felt good. I've been healthy this year, and yeah, it's been great. I've gotten to know a lot of people that I feel like will probably be friends for a long, long time. And, yeah, it's been a good year.
Nice. It's good to hear, man. You've also recently moved from your native Alabama to Nashville, and I realize that with your schedule, you probably haven't had a whole lot of time to settle in, but how's Nashville treating you so far?
I like it a lot. You know, there's a lot to do. A lot of movie theaters, a lot of bookstores, a lot of good places to eat, and that's what I'm really into when I'm not in the middle of a musical project or on tour or something. And I feel like a lot of my friends are moving into Nashville right now. You know, most of my business is done there. My manager and my booking agent are there now, and Amanda's there. You know, I couldn't really ask her to come down to Alabama and have to drive back up to Nashville when she wanted to do some session work and stuff like that. And it's been really good. It's a good town.
Nice. Are you living with Amanda at this point, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, we've been living together for, I don't know, maybe 6 months now.
Beautiful. How did you guys meet initially?
We met, I saw her play with Billy Joe Shaver on Luke Wilson's birthday. I think it was like his 30th birthday, so that tells you how long ago it's been. It was in Austin during the ACL festival, and she was playing with Shaver, and I didn't talk to her or anything, but I watched her play and thought she was pretty cool. And then I think about 8 or 9 months after that, she came through Athens with the band she was playing with then, Thrift Store Cowboys from Lubbock, and I just happened to stumble up on them at a club show here in Athens while I was out walking around, and I think we met then, and, you know, we've known each other for about 10 years now, and stayed friends until, you know, it developed into more than that.
Beautiful. You guys, any plans to start a family in the future?
Well, you know, it's kind of like kind of like having a dog, you know, who would take care of it.
Right. If
we get to the point to where we're making enough money to travel comfortably with a kid or some kids on the road, then it'd be a good thing. Hey, David. Okay. But yeah, you know, I would like to have a family at some point in the future. I just don't want to have to leave them at home by themselves for months at a time.
Absolutely. Looking at nanny costs and all kinds of good stuff like that.
Yeah, and I'm not going to put them in a van. If we had a couple of buses and could tour pretty easily, it'd be be all right, but
right.
but I don't want to be, you know, absent.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So Jason, on tour, when you were touring with Ryan Adams, you did some U.S. stuff and went over to Europe and I believe Australia as well. You garnered a considerable amount of praise from both Adams and fans, out on the road, and then maybe even a lot of, you know, people who weren't fans initially, but kind of discovered you through that tour. What's it like to be, you know, part of such an intimate tour, you know, like Ryan Adams touring, you know, in support of Ashes and Fire? I mean, those were definitely remarkable shows, and just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your experience.
Yeah, it was really great. We had a real small crew, and it was me and Ryan and I think three other people traveling most of the time on the bus. And, it was good, you know. He's been sober for a few years now, and it was a good thing for me to be out traveling around with him. We spent a lot of time doing stuff you would probably imagine 15-year-olds would do if they were on tour bus and riding around.
Right.
Played some laser tag and you know, went to some theme parks and went shopping for heavy metal records and comic books. And
nice.
Did a lot of that kind of stuff to kill time, keep ourselves occupied. But it was great. He's been really, really good to me and his crew. They all treat me, you know, not like the opener, but they all treated me as if I was headlining the show, and they helped me out a lot. It was a really special time for me. It was a really nice thing to do, and I got to play in front of a lot of people who hadn't heard of me before, but also people who were, you know, ready to hear what I had to say, because I think they felt like if Ryan believed in it enough to bring me out on tour with him, then there would be something to it for them. So it was very, I think, beneficial for me as far as, you know, advancing the career and getting more people into the music that I'm making. But at the same time, it was a whole lot of fun. We got along really well.
I'm sure it was mutually beneficial for him as well. He definitely had followed a lot of that. He definitely had a lot of nice things to say about you. And I managed to personally... Go ahead.
Seemed like you had a good time.
Right. Yeah, I saw him in Denver back in February, and they didn't say anything about the opener, and I was kind of hoping it was going to be you, but there's another guy who's real good too, but and saw him in Boulder. He played kind of in support of Obama's campaign, and that was just solo, but nonetheless. On the opposite end of the spectrum, as far as, you know, guys that, you know, you've been playing with this year, you did a show at Carnegie Hall, I believe it was last month, with John McCauley and friends, John McCauley of Deer Tick. And those guys are pretty wild. Could you tell us a little bit about playing that show with them?
Yeah, you know, it was real professional. I mean, I imagine they probably went out and got pretty wild after the show was over, but while I was there, everybody was just working and, you know, trying to enjoy each other's music and stuff. They definitely remind me a lot of you know, where we were with the Truckers when I was 22, 23 years old.
Right.
Raising hell and always looking like shit, feeling like shit. But
right.
But they sound great. They're
fabulous. It's amazing that they pull off what they pull off, you know, after their, you know, pre-show rituals, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't know how any band does that, to tell you the truth. I'm getting to the point now where I look back on it and think, man, I must have played some terrible shows that seemed like they were going great to me.
Yeah, but I don't know. Not necessarily. It seems like, in an artist's career, they have a good chunk of the beginning where they can kind of get away with stuff like that before it kind of gets weird.
Yeah. You know, while you're young, you can do that kind of stuff and still pull it out.
That's right.
They've certainly sounded good every time I've seen them play. It's been a good show.
Yeah, they definitely put on a hell of a show. I was actually going to draw the parallel to a Trucker show you know, just with the, you know, sheer magnitude and the rowdy crowd. And yeah, those, I just, you know, noticed when I saw Deer Tick for the first time last year, and definitely kind of felt it had that trucker's vibe sort of thing going through it.
There aren't that many real rock and roll bands left anymore. There's not, you know, that experience used to be a really easy one to find compared to what it is now. Now there's just a few bands that you go see and everybody gets rowdy and raises hell and plays real loud and has a good time. It's just not, it doesn't happen as much as it used to. It doesn't seem like.
Right. Yeah, Deer Tick seems like they definitely still have that bar band sort of thing going, but they're kind of, you know, growing out of it, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the bar band, that term's always kind of stuck in my crawl because, you know, the Rolling Stones are a bar band, and that's, you know, that doesn't make any sense to me for a term for the kind of music somebody makes or the kind of attitude they have. I mean, everybody's a bar band until you stop selling out theaters.
Right. So, rumor has it that you have a new acoustic-based album in the works. Is that currently underway in any way, shape, or form?
I haven't started recording it yet. I think I'm going to do that in February, probably out at Ryan's place in L.A. He's got a room at Sunset Sound now. I think probably all of the record written, you know, since I'm recording for a few more months, I'm sure I'll add at least 3 or 4 or 5 songs that may or may not get used, but I could, I guess, go in and make one right now if need be, but I'm going to do it in February. Should be out next summer, I guess.
Right. So that was going to be my next question. Is Ryan Adams going to produce that or assist in the production?
Yeah, I think so. I think he is. You know, that's really all the details that I'm at liberty to share about it right now, but I think that's what the plan is at this point.
Right on. Nice. And can we maybe expect some solo acoustic dates in support of that new stuff coming up next year as well?
Probably so. That would make sense. I would imagine I would do some of those. I'm not going to stop touring and playing with the band altogether, but I would imagine I'll do some solo acoustic stuff around that too.
So the rest of this year has you touring nearly up until Christmas. What are your plans for after the new year? I mean, obviously new album, maybe tour and support. Any other things? I saw something about a Keamo cruise.
Yeah, we're doing that in January with a bunch of good songwriters. I think Hayes Call and Richard and Teddy Thompson and Buddy Miller and Lyle Lovett. A lot of great singer-songwriters on that trip. And then I'm going to record in February probably, and then at the end of February I'm going to get married, go out of the country for a few weeks, and
nice.
A little vacation.
Good for you, Yearn. Hey, I got a sneak peek of the live album that comes out next week, and I got to give you props on that, man. It's been on constant replay on the iPod. Loving the horns in there too, and yeah, definitely excited to have the rest of the world, you know, get a copy of that. There's been go ahead.
No, that was all. Just thanks.
Right on. Yeah, I've managed to pull, you know, a lot of your live shows, you know, off of the interweb at times, you know, with reasonable sound quality. But I'm definitely happy to have, you know, something that crisp to have you put that out. So,
sometimes I don't like to let people tape shows because of that reason, you know, because of the sound quality for one thing. And, you know, and also it's kind of like, you know, it's intrusive sometimes for folks to set up all this. If somebody's going to get a good recording, then they're going to have to, like, rope off an area in front of the sound. You know, right. They get all snippy about people getting too close to their gear. And it takes the whole rock and roll atmosphere out of it. But now after this live record comes out, I think I'm going to let people do some more of their own recording at shows, because I just wanted to get a good, consistent sounding document of where the band is right now.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah, no, there's definitely some good sounding bootlegs out there. So
yeah, some people do it real well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, cool, man. I'm gonna let you go. I know you got a lot going on, and yeah, I just wanted to, you know, say thanks on behalf of our listeners for all the music, and you know, for coming to Denver twice this year, or I guess Boulder then Denver. That's where we're based. And yeah, really look forward to the new album, and look forward to seeing you out here in support of that.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely, Jason. Thank you for your time.
All right, have a good one.
All right. Take care.